With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Ralph Graves writes of the cruelty of the Japanese military and of how a group of American and Filipino friends survived during the 3 years of the Japanese occupation of the Philippines during World War II.
The Japanese had such a wonderful reputation for organization, and the Philippines was very badly organized under the occupation.
Ralph Graves says conditions in both the civilian and military prison camps were brutal.
The Japanese didn't supply water, they didn't supply food, they didn't supply medicine.
Graves says the Japanese found themselves with two or three times the number of American prisoners they had expected to get.
It's a myth, an American myth, that the Bataan Death March was an organized atrocity. It wasn't. It was a disorganized, horrible, accidental atrocity.
The Japanese were filled with contempt for the Americans who surrendered.
Our position, of course, is that if you're whipped, if there's nothing left you can do, surrender is a perfectly honorable act.
Ralph Graves says the Japanese commander of the military prison camp was cruel and incompetent.
He called the Americans animals, and he was an animal himself.
Who allowed the prisoners in his charge to die.
2,300 American military lives were lost at Pearl Harbor. Twice that many Americans died in prison camp in the Philippines after the fighting stopped.
The harrowing story of the Japanese occupation of the Philippines is recounted in Share of Honor by Ralph Graves, now a Harper paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Share of Honor is a novel set in the Philippines at the time of the Japanese occupation during World War II. Ralph Graves writes of a group of American and Filipino friends and how they survived the cruelty and brutality of the Japanese military. Graves' stepfather was the High Commissioner of the Philippines, and Ralph lived in Manila as a teenager. He thinks the Filipino people are the most likable in the world.
They're very warm, very friendly, terribly affable, sentimental, and very good-humored.
But Graves admits the Philippines is a wild place politically.
There are always abuses of military power. People get shot, votes are bought.
Still, Ralph Graves, former managing editor of Life magazine, would find any reason he could to go back to the Philippines to visit.
As often as I could when I was working for Life magazine, whenever I had a trip anywhere within 5,000 miles of the Philippines, I would make sure that somehow or other I had to fly home through Manila.
Ralph Graves published a novel about college life when he was a student at Williams and knew he wanted to keep writing. He recalls being summoned for a campus interview for what he thought would be a book publishing job.
I think to myself, walking over, is it Random House? Is it Doubleday? Is it Scribner's? Turned out to be Life magazine.
And Graves wound up working there for 35 years, finally becoming editorial director of Time, Inc.
After 35 years, I thought if I'm going to be a novelist, I'd better get back to it.
So in 1983, he left Time Life to write a novel called The August People. Ralph Graves' latest book, Share of Honor, is now a Harper paperback, and Graves is working on a new novel about turn-of-the-century Philippines. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.